Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." This proverb should be considered regarding eternal salvation as well as practical daily living. We can see the truth of our proverb in both considerations. So let's begin with the matter of life choices and practical daily living. God's Word outlines very clear commandments and wisdom for how to live our lives here in this flesh, on this earth. But at every turn, men think they have a better way. I could tell you story after story that I've watched personally. People make the choice to reject God's ways and to go their own way, only to die as a direct result of those choices. There's some obvious examples. Many have chosen sexual promiscuity and even homosexuality instead of God's way, with monogamy in a heterosexual marriage. As a result, many have died of sexually transmitted diseases. Many unwanted pregnancies resulted in the murder of unborn children with abortion and even infanticide. And many other such instances resulted in homicide at the hands of a jealous or jilted lover, while many have been driven to suicide. The end thereof was the ways of death. Many others have chosen mind-altering substances as a way to escape reality and even cope with their choices to go their own way instead of God's way. This has resulted in the many drunk driving accidents that produce so many deaths. Others literally drank themselves to death with alcohol poisoning. And many have committed murder or suicide while in a drunken stupor. And we could go on for hours about those who have chose to use drugs and died from overdosing accidentally or on purpose. Some get bad stuff, meaning they take poison unwittingly and die because their drugs are laced with deadly things like fentanyl. And then there are those who are put on psych meds by their physician or psychiatrist, which then drives them to homicide or suicide. And while we acknowledge that there may be a small number of people who need such medication, the masses are turning to these meds for a quick fix. And it's in order to deal with a lifetime of bad choices where they've turned away from God's way to their own way. Or it could even be a recent bad turn of events as a result of such choices. Time does not permit me to go on with all of the ways that seem right to men and women who reject God and His Word only to follow their own choices to death. But man thinks that he is so wise, and the mass majority of men think that they are smarter than God. God's Word says one thing, but they think the other is correct. Paul expresses the attitude of the true wise man who speaks God's wisdom instead of his own opinion in 1 Corinthians 2:13, "Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Take any 100 people on the street and ask them the way to heaven. You'll get various versions, but it will almost always involve a false version of God or no God at all, and will either be a version of eternity with no heaven or hell, or a version where all of the so-called good people go to some sort of heaven, while only the really, really bad people go to hell. But no matter what version you get, it's all fiction. It's just made up nonsense in the minds of men, and some may be based upon some sort of religion, whether it's Catholicism, Mormonism, the Orthodox churches, Islam, New Age, Hinduism, etc. But these are all just man-made religions and are in rejection of the biblical gospel and the true versions of God, heaven, and hell found in Scripture. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You and I can either go our own way, which results in death, or we can follow the way, who is Jesus Christ, as we read in John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."